Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. Do you celebrate Paraprofessional Appreciation Day? If you're listening to this in real time, it is April 3rd, and today is the day. Today has been declared Paraprofessional Appreciation Day. Hey, special educators, it's Jennifer from Positively Learning. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is a special episode dedicated to celebrating our paraprofessionals. Before we dive too deep, I do have a confession to make. I never celebrated this special day. I was completely unaware of it. So I don't know if it was a regional thing or just somehow my school wasn't aware that this special day existed. And I'm sort of okay with that. And I can explain. I really subscribe to the train of thought that we should always be showing our appreciation. We don't need a special day, special week, special month. Like Black History Month exists way beyond February. Teacher appreciation shouldn't just be one week in May. And of course, Paraprofessional Day should be every day. My thinking probably comes from my upbringing. I'm from a pretty low-key family. We celebrated holidays and birthdays, but the gift-giving part just wasn't the biggest deal. Even now, as adults, my siblings and I, we don't exchange gifts for birthdays. We'll just instead pick up the phone or send a text, something saying, "I'm thinking about you." And if I was out and about any time of year and I saw something that was just right for my sister, I'd pick it up as a just because gift, not an obligation for a birthday. Now I'm saying all this, but I'm in no way suggesting skipping over Paraprofessional Appreciation Day. I just think it should be all the time. But maybe gift giving is your love language and it makes you feel so great to celebrate paraprofessionals. That is awesome. But I do also want to relieve some of the pressure. If you're thinking, how in the world am I going to do this? I don't have time. It's such a busy time of year. Or maybe you're thinking, I can't afford this, even though I do want to show appreciation. I actually dedicated an entire episode to this topic. It's episode 15, Paraprofessional Appreciation Ideas. And in that episode, I share a download that is free. It's a set of paraprofessional sticky notes. And then I list all these different ways you can use them that are free or almost free. So definitely check that out. I'll put it in the show notes. There's a link to a blog post, and that's where you can get the free download. Now, if you're listening to this episode not in real time, and April 3rd, Paraprofessional Appreciation Day has come and gone, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. And I've got some ideas that you can use any time of the year. This information comes from my paraprofessional communication guide. It's a set of talking points, 15 different scripts. Now, most of these are more for the difficult conversations to help support you as you are working with support staff. But there is one dedicated to showing appreciation and celebrating paraprofessional success. Before we get to that one, I'm going to quickly read through the table of contents. And if this sounds very familiar, last episode I shared a very similar resource all about working with co-teachers. Maybe you do not need talking points because you feel very confident in your speaking abilities, but just in case, here's the list of scripts. Clarifying roles and responsibilities, supporting students through collaboration, understanding the classroom mission, presenting professional expectations, revisiting professional expectations. There's a part one and a part two. How to support students during instruction, establishing effective communication strategies, providing constructive feedback to paraprofessionals, collaboration with behavior management, sharing student progress and data, providing differentiated support for students, utilizing paraprofessional strengths in the classroom, addressing classroom challenges together, supporting paraprofessionals' professional growth, and showing appreciation and celebrating success. And that's where we'll be spending our time. For each of these topics, there's 5 talking points. Now, you can use them exactly as is, or you could read through them, edit, mix and match, and make them your own. You could even combine this with the free sticky notes and maybe write a quick note on the back. Here's the script for showing appreciation and celebrating accomplishments. Hey there, I want to take a moment to acknowledge and celebrate the amazing work you've been doing in our classroom. Your dedication and contributions have made a significant impact on our students' learning and well-being, and I can't thank you enough for all that you do. Oh, that sounds so nice. All right, here's the next one. I want you to know that your efforts don't go unnoticed. I've seen how you go above and beyond to meet the unique needs of our students, and it's truly inspiring. Your ability to connect with them on a personal level and provide individualized support has made a real difference in their progress and growth. Now, I'm definitely not taking anything away from gift giving because that is so nice. But these words, how much would that mean to receive something like this? I still have cards that have long handwritten notes on them on my bulletin board, and I still look at them, and they're from 3 or 4 years ago. All right, let's keep going. Your presence and support have made our classroom a place where students feel safe, valued, and motivated to learn. I'm grateful for the positive impact you've had on their lives and their education. Here's the next one. This one's pretty short. Please know that your contributions matter, and your role in our classroom is essential. I look forward to celebrating more successes and milestones with you. And here's the last one. Once again, thank you for your hard work, dedication, and collaboration. Your commitment to our students and our team is truly commendable, and I'm so thankful to have you as a partner in the classroom. Those are some ideas that you could use, make them your own, or put them all together for a long handwritten note. Now I want to address the elephant in the room. What if the relationship with support staff in your classroom currently is feeling pretty tricky? What do you do? I'm being serious. What do you do? I have some ideas, but I'd really love to hear from you. In the past, I've done several episodes about supporting paraprofessionals, and those podcast episodes are among the highest downloaded, which means the most listened to. We've talked about setting up a training binder and reviewing expectations and para do's and don'ts, but I still think there's a lot more to say. When you listen to that list of talking points, did any of those sound like something you'd like to go deeper on? Please let me know, and I will be sure to dedicate future episodes so that we can figure it out together. Thank you so much for listening, and if you are a paraprofessional, happy Paraprofessional Day. And to everyone listening, thanks for all that you do. Be sure to click on the show notes to grab the free paraprofessional sticky notes and listen to episode 15, all about appreciating our support staff. Till next time. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.